The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach today. Good morning. Hey, it's the 9th of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news marked to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm with the special day.
Good morning.
And the special day is?
Special day is National Crab Meat Day.
Crab Meat Day.
Or World Kidney Day.
Kidney Day.
Here it is.
Oh, I'm ready.
National Get Over It Day.
Ooh, that's
okay.
That's every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? True story. Linda says to me, you know, early on in the relationship, just don't ever tell me to get over it. She says, I just don't like that. And I said, okay. You know, because there's other things. There's other ways of saying it.
Yeah.
Well, she's talking to her mom about something. Her mom and dad were taking a trip, and I don't know, it was something about timing, and she hadn't told Linda. And then says, well, Mom, and June turns to her, and she says, you'll get over it. And when she said it, it broke the dam. And I went, whoa, good June. So I can say it now. Anyway, it was good. Well, to me, it was kind of cute. I can see you're going, what's that have to do with anything? But it's National Get Over It Day.
Exactly. And there's a lot to get over these days.
Whoa.
Yes. Okay. So it's 42 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 45, a low of 42, and heavy rain, 100% chance of heavy rain all day long. And I'm looking at a little sunshine coming out there, so I guess that's on the way, but it's not here now.
Let's hope it holds off till noon, because I got a horseshoeing going on at hopefully around 10 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. We'll put that order in. And on Friday, rain, then a slight chance of rain, a high of 54, partly cloudy Friday night, and a low of 35. On Saturday, chance of rain, a high of 52. Saturday night, rain likely, and a low of 43. On Sunday, rain, a high of 53. Sunday night, rain, and a low of 47. And on Monday, same old story, a high of 55, a low of 42, and rain. And it looks like that's going to happen most of next week. And that's good. I we need the rain. We need to just get over it and accept the rain. But you know what? I'm awful glad I'm not seeing snow flurries in there, because I'm really over that.
Yeah, I understand. It's what now, another 12 days in a row of rain that we're going to have.
And we'll have that. But they have got lots of snow up in the mountains, I'll tell you.
Yeah, now it is
lots
doing
of
that.
Snow.
Yeah, when you go up higher in higher elevations, and you change snow tires with, or four-wheel drives with snow tires and all that. But
that's okay.
We need it
up there.
Yeah.
We're not expecting it
in
my backyard anymore.
No.
Not having it.
And rain is, the ideal rain is you have a nice day. You can get out and do everything you have to do. And
then it rains at night.
And then as soon as it turns dusk, here it comes.
Yep. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
My friends, I'm sorry about the interruption of our service. The story is, And people are calling in all the time, and we have it written down so we can tell you. But our carrier, Shasta Beam, and AT&T are having terrible problems. And what happens is it's leaving here fine. By the time it reaches the tower, though, they have packets start dropping out. Why? I have no idea. They just say is that they're having all types of transmission problems, and they're working on it. And here's the good news. They have no idea when they're going to have it back up. So please be patient. We'll drop out for a minute, 2 minutes, and then come back. And it frustrates me just like it frustrates you. The gentleman that called in yesterday, he goes, you're getting to this real good part. You're explaining something.
And it goes away.
And it goes away, and then you come back, and it's over. And I go, wait. But I think if you listen to us online, you don't have that problem. KCNR1460.com. When we're streaming it, it goes out, I think, it goes out in a different method, and you can hear the whole show that way. Or go back to archives that day if it's really interesting and look
and
it
you
up.
Really want to figure out what was said.
Yeah,
what happened
going
during
on?
During the news this morning, actually, because
yeah, I heard it.
I heard when McConnell fell down or did something at a restaurant last night, and she was just getting to that, but I don't know what the final result of that was because she cut out in the middle of it, and then that was it.
And he was stomped by angry young Republicans.
Who knows?
Okay. We might as well start off with this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's just you and me until 8.
Okay.
Simpson University comes in, and we'll all feel better after that. It's kind of a religious experience. let's talk about voting.
Okay.
You know, they voted to do away with the Dominion machines.
Yes.
Nothing in the wings. And they're waiting for Kathy Darling Allen to bring something out. But they're talking about hand voting. And there was an article in the paper. You know, I get the Record Searchlight. I support the Record Searchlight. But come on, guys. You know, your online newspaper, you have articles from last year.
Exactly.
And in the opinion pages. And I'm like, okay, I've read enough about why we should support street vendors in California. I mean, it's only been up for 8 months, right? The only thing I see changing is sports. And I don't know if this is because Ethan Hansen gets his fingers into it and puts it on there, or what. But today was a new story, so I immediately pounce on the new story. And then the Sunday paper, which I thoroughly enjoy, even though it has shrunk to the size of a, you can't even use it in a birdcage anymore because
not enough to go around.
Okay, but I still get it. And, but now they're taking Dilbert out because, one of the best cartoon strips because he said something. And so he's been woked to death. Anyway, okay. So, I was back on the paper. Anyway, today they're talking about the problems with hand counting votes. And the problem with it is, when it comes down to it, is personnel. That's the whole thing.
Right.
And can we do that?
Will we have enough people to do it
in
a timely manner? Yeah, yeah.
And you know, so you have a countywide elections, 110,000 voters, you know.
And about 50,000 of them max will vote.
Yeah. So you're taking 50 to 60,000 votes and counting them by hand. I think that could take some time.
Well, if they would have the bulk of it counted prior to time of the election.
You could. Because most of what we do is mail-in balloting.
That's right.
And do you see any problem with the mail-in balloting, the absentee balloting?
Well, those are two different things.
Well, okay. Not the mail-ins, but the absentee that
I don't have any problem with absentee ballots. I have a problem with mail-in ballots.
No, and I do too. But the Shasta County has for years
that absentee. You request it, you sign it, it's identifiable, you send it in. Yeah, I got that. I mean, I have no problem with that.
When can they start voting? I mean, when can they start counting on those? I mean, the
well, they used to do it, but they did the tabulation by. I mean, they count them. And then they put them in, but they register them into a machine.
Right. And it goes to the machine and it scans them.
Well, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. And I have a good friend who's a county clerk.
It's the way we used to do it.
Well, they counted them and then they entered them into the machine. And then on election night at 8 o'clock, they totaled the tally on the vote on the machine. Before then, they had no idea how many votes had been cast.
Right. And then at 8 o'clock, you got thousands of votes.
At 8:10, you got the count at that point because they had punched the button on the machine that totaled how many votes had come in to that point.
Didn't Jenke say one day that there used to be a machine that they would just run the ballots through and it would do the counting and then they'd do, audits of it and you just ran it through each ballot, which is kind of like hand counting. And then they do the audits of it, 10 out of here, 10, to make sure it's, it was still
accurate.
Now, we've used that system until, what was it, 2016 or 2018?
Well, no, they went to machines before that because Cachasta County's gone through a couple of different sets of machines. We purchased the set, back prior to 2006. Probably 2000 or thereabouts, purchased a set of machines, which then the state, very shortly, we used them, I think, in one election.
Right.
And then the state said, no, we can't use those machines anymore.
Because?
So, I don't remember the reason. I don't remember. Okay. I just remember that it was an incredible amount of money that we expended, and then, boom, we couldn't use them anymore. Then I don't remember whether we purchased another set of machines or what they did, but at that point, so it's not like we've not used machines before. When we were looking at them at one point in that 16 years I served, I remember we specifically did not go with the Dominion's machines because of the issues and allegations involved in other areas with the Dominion machines.
Yeah.
So that's not new that they've had problems.
Okay. Well, there's just one answer to what I need to know. Kathy Garland Allen. She's got a repository of information. I need her to come on the show, which she always does.
Yeah.
She never dodges the show like some members of the city
elected
staff.
Population. Yeah.
Well, no, they're heads of certain departments. Won't even return emails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can never get Kim Niemer on.
Oh, yeah. I bet not.
I've asked several times, and Kim just doesn't want to come on.
Nope.
And explain Parks and Recreations. You know what? What does Parks and Recreation do? Well, obviously they do a lot.
They spend money.
They obviously do. Okay. This portion of the show, speaking of money, Cornerstone Community Bank. They were just on yesterday, and they support a lot of great organizations around here, but they've been in the business now 16 years. You know, I said 15, but no, they've gone past 16 now, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They've expanded. They've got 4 branches. The newest one right down in Anderson. Cool.
Yes, nice thing.
Cool. 3 right here in Reading. And there's a number of things. But one thing is they're always friendly. It really truly is a community bank. Local board of directors. Everything's local here. And you know how happy we are when people shop local. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today is Thursday, the 9th of March. It's horseshoeing day. No, not throwing them. Catching her and shoeing her. Yay.
Well, then let's hope the rain holds
45,
off.
45. Well, we have a covered area, but still, it's just, you know, when it's raining and it blows, and it just makes it miserable. Not so much for me, but for the shoers, for them to do this. 45 degrees out there. It's partly sunny right now. But it's, you know, when we started, our window to the world, it was sunny. But now it's starting to close in.
Yeah, and it says 100% chance of rain today.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, a local business here, but it is a gem of a store,
if I can say that.
The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry. Outstanding selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Get your batteries changed on your watches there. You walk in, boom, change, walk out. Like I said, great people down there doing good work for our city. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Now, what did I say that got you going during the break?
We were talking about the January 6th committee.
Oh,
And what's happening now with the release finally of the footage. And I find it, you know, I never said from the very beginning, Carl, that bad things did not happen on January 6th.
They did.
But I focused, President Trump tried to get the National Guard there. He went to Nancy Pelosi. He went to the mayor of the city. He said, we need troops. We need, this is going to be volatile. A lot of people are going to be here on this day. We need to be sure that we're covered. They both told him, none of your business. That's under our control. We're responsible. We'll take care of it.
Well,
right from the beginning.
The part that is false from the beginning is to call it an insurrection. The FBI has charged, I don't know, 300, 400 people, maybe more at this point. And now, there wasn't one charge of insurrection because the FBI said this wasn't an insurrection.
No, it was not.
And in fact, the vote, when they said they stopped the process, they delayed the process for a few hours. The process went on. Joe Biden was declared president. The damage was minimal. No fires, nothing there. Even by their own accounts, most people were just walking through. Now, there were a group of people that were busting windows, all these other things, and they're being held responsible. And when they come to court, many of them who've been in jail for
I don't understand that for a minute.
Because
we have laws in this country.
It comes down to trespassing.
But we have laws about bringing charges and you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Yes.
And you can't be held without bond. We have all of these laws that somehow protect every criminal except anybody accused in the January 6th. And they can't see their attorneys. They can't see their family.
There's all kinds of things that have gone on. I would have to go back and research that. But I will say that, there was no insurrection. And then the other part was how the policeman, God rest his soul, was killed by the protesters. Which he was not, and which they came out and said he died later of natural causes. So, well, yeah, but maybe they were brought up, but they never proved that. They never charged anybody with that, nor will they. The only person killed was a protester. And people go, oh, she didn't do anything, but she broke this window. Well, guess what? The guy told her, stay out of here. I'm sorry. But when he said that, she broke the window and tried to step in. Boom, he shoots her. You may not like it. But, she paid the consequences for fear and because it was fear.
There have been allegations since the very beginning that many people were let into the facility. And I saw footage early on, which, in fact, showed doors being opened, uniformed people escorting other people in, and things happening.
And according to them, it was this. They were trying to de-escalate it, like the guy with the Viking hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
He got 4 years, I think, in jail. But I'm not sure.
I'd have to check that. I don't think that's true.
But they're showing that they have a uniform officer with them. And I understand what they were trying to do. We were trying to de-escalate it, blah, 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 blah. Now, there were people that did things. They stole computers. They took a dump on Pelosi's desk. Guess what? You're paying for that. But but most of the people in there, when I saw live video of it, when it was kind of happening or that night, they have these velvet ropes, for people to walk around so they can see the rotunda. The ones I saw were all just kind of walking through there, taking photos and those things.
But they
entered the Capitol at that time.
A lot of them with the doors open, and that's the problem. The other issue is that there was a gentleman who was filmed repeatedly outside stirring up the crowd who proved to be a person that was involved as a plant. And it was very evident.
Yeah.
And it was proven.
Ron something.
Yeah. And then no charges have been filed against him, and he's kind of out in the wind. There's so many things that need explained in that whole thing, and some of the footage that's coming out is absolutely explaining it.
Well,
because it just isn't what they tried to make it to be. And one more thing.
Sure.
Nancy Pelosi's daughter or son-in-law or somebody was out there filming all of it. A relative of hers that she had planted and was taking footage of the whole thing. That's a lot of what they used, and if that isn't suspect, I don't know what would be.
Just use the footage that, the part that kind of bothers me. Well, the fact is they should not have done that. We all agree on that. They should not have done that. And did it raise the insurrection? No. Did it slow the process down? Yes.
Was Donald Trump the one that instigated it? I would say no. He was way over there. Yeah. If you listen to what he said, how he said it throughout the speeches, he absolutely did not tell them to go do that.
I understand that. What kind of bothers me is a selective editing of things from the January 6th committee.
From the selection of the committee.
Point. And when I asked Doug after the Republicans had barely taken back Congress, when they should have been a tidal wave, due to their stupid mistakes.
Absolutely.
It was just, you know, Republicans, what were you thinking of? I said, are you just going to, in the Biden, the January 6th, he said, well, he says it's going to take a different viewpoint that what really happened there and not, you know, not selective stuff, selective witnesses, all these things.
Go through the whole thing again and then sweep it under the rug? You know, hearings. Let's have a committee. Let's study it. I would like to see some results on something. I'd like to see some action taken as a result of some of these wonderful committee hearings that we see where people really take people on and you go on and on and on, and they've been doing that for how many years? When does any action take place as a result of any of those hearings? And when is anybody besides the bookkeeper held accountable for anything?
That's it.
What I want to know.
Yeah. We've got to take a break, but you asked me this question during the break. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after a fall Wednesday night. His spokesman said that McConnell, 81, was attending a private dinner at a hotel and tripped. He's at a local hotel, during a private dinner, admitted to the hospital, receiving treatment. We don't know what his extent of injuries is.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You're 81, then you trip and you bang your head. You know, that could be serious.
Could be.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's take a break because we have to. This is okay, everybody.
I mean, not the day to do it.
Quick and clean car wash. You're going, Carl. It's been raining. They've been shut down. Well, of course they have. It's raining. But it's not going to rain all the time, and your car or your truck looks like crap, you know, because of all the mud and everything and hay and all that kind of stuff. So you take it down to Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, and your car or truck comes out looking beautiful. When you come out and it's sparkling, but it's still wet, there's a real pleasant person there with a large, fluffy, clean towel that wipes down your vehicle, takes all the water off it, Quick and Clean, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean, and washes start at $9. And it's good for water. It recycles water, it does all these things. It takes less water to wash your car at Quick and Clean Car Wash than at your own home. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Service services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Other Sites Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give him a call. Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. He's an expert on workers' compensation. He also has the largest workers' compensation law firm north of Sacramento, and he is a busy man. Why? Because he fights for his clients. He knows how the system works. If you want somebody that's going to fight for you, tell you give you the straight scoop and tell you what you should be doing, are things bad, are things going the way they're supposed to, is just taking time, give him a call at 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. That's right, free consultation. Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. I'm here with Trish Clark, 7:37 in the morning, here on the 9th. It's 42 degrees. Now it went from sunny to mostly cloudy.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's mostly cloudy, and it's 100% chance of rain today. Okay, so we got a new local news update. I just read this morning where, you know, Megan Dolly is not going to be running for the assembly. She's decided she's going to run for the Senate, right, because her husband is terming out Senate.
I wonder where he's going to do. We talked about that the other night, too.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting to know where Brian's going to go next.
Is Brian going to go back to being a farmer? I don't think so.
I don't think so. He's going to do something. They go to work for a committee, or they get on some committee that pays them $100,000 a year to attend one meeting a month.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, they all get together and talk about that and don't tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Let them tell you for 1 minute that they don't
all
know exactly who's supposed to. And the Republican Party's up to their neck in it, and they line it out. In fact, they call you and tell you when you think about running that it's not your turn. You're not in the mix.
We don't want you to run. Yeah.
So this is why I've actually brought this up, because I read in the paper this morning that a local councilwoman, Melissa Hunt, is first to put her name in the ring to run for the assembly. And I'm wondering if
that's the name I was trying to think.
If she has gotten the call from the Republican Party down in Sacramento telling her that maybe it's not her turn to run.
Well,
because that's what happened to me.
Mark Mazzano has said he's running. I heard rumors that Danessa Audette, and I sent Danessa an email over a week ago, I've heard rumors that you're planning on running for assembly. Is that true? She's never answered me yet. So, Tanessa, I hope somebody, you know, if you're not listening today, that somebody just asked you, are you going to run? Now, and what she, and everybody, well, she just got elected to city council. Yes, but she worked for the Dallies for 2 years in their political machine. She was in Megan's political machine. And I don't mean it to sound, well, yeah, it's a political machine. So is that going to give her a big boost up? Plus, she's from Bethel. So there's, you know, there's, well, but, you know, it's a district-wide race. But, you know, there's a lot of votes there. So is she running? But I also heard, like I said, Mazzano. Now, is Patrick Jones going to run?
You know what?
And then who else from other parts?
Well, and that's the thing you have to remember is, number one, I'm very serious about what I said about they already have a someone in mind through the Republican committee in California that they're going to put in, and that's where the money's going to go, and that's important because they throw a lot of money at the candidate that they choose. Historically, you've needed a higher, up until Brian. Well, up until Megan, actually, because Brian did have that history at the state level through the Board of Supervisors.
He did.
So coming from just a city council, even the exalted position of mayor of the city of Reading, didn't give you that recognition or people didn't know you in the rest of the state.
Right.
Having served on the Board of Supervisors for 10, 12, 16 years, and been involved in state committees, that does give you that recognition throughout your district, throughout the state, that springboards, and several people have gone from the position of supervisor. Very few from the North State, I don't think any, have gone from the position of councilwoman, councilman, mayor of any of the cities. Well, just as a background, because they really aren't well known.
And the other thing is, Megan had none of that when she ran. One thing she really had was the Dally name. And, you know, and she's done a good job. I mean, you know what? They're fighting against insurmountable odds now.
They are.
But she's done a good job. So, you know, she will probably be, I don't know if anybody else, any other Republican is going to run for senator. I haven't heard.
Well, and it probably, you know, that's the deal. This
I mean, a Democrat will.
The Democrats will jump in, two or three of them, maybe. I don't know, but. It's interesting. This has been historically a pretty solid Republican hold, and but it in the past it generally has taken supervisor position or above.
I think, you know, I was asked by this reporter. He said, "Well, Shasta, you know, this district up here used to be Shasta County used to be Democrat."
It was.
And I said, "You're right."
Up until the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
And he said, "Why do you think it changed?" I said, "I don't think people changed up here. I think
the Democratic Party changed,
started changing, and people were saying, you know, I don't agree with that." And, you know, the change started slow. And then it finally, you know, at some point, enough people said, you know, they do not reflect what I believe in, and they started switching.
I mean, when I moved to the state of California, I was a registered Democrat, voted for Kennedy in my first election I voted in. My father was a Democrat. I would say to you that my positions, my beliefs have not changed. My father, if he were still alive, would be a Republican. There's absolutely no question.
Kennedy might be a Republican.
Kennedy would be a Republican, I believe. But you're absolutely right. Ronald Reagan was a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah.
And switched. And I think the party changed. The parties. The Republicans used to be the big business, the blah blah blah. The Democrats used to be the small individual, middle class, union people. Unions have changed. It's all different now. And like I say, I don't think that my stance on the Constitution or politics and has changed, but the party sure did.
And that's the way I explained that people here, and then you had, you know, Reagan came in and he was saying things that a lot of people up here agree with.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, as they kept shifting further to the left, that they, you know, people just weren't comfortable with it.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
This is a conservative area up here. And we had, you know, strong unions because we had the loggers, we had manufacturing, and then all that logging industry went away. Why? Because of environmental over a owl.
Yeah.
And that really was probably the death knell.
Oh, it was.
Of Democrats up here.
Well, it was the death knell of Democrats and certainly the middle class population the good jobs and a lot of stuff that went away as a result of the timber industry and the loss thereof.
Yep. And now we could see a huge resurgence in the timber industry if they can get these bills passed that allow people to take down these dead trees, burn them, you know, put them in cogeneration plants, clean out the brush, prevent fires, or at least lessen the damage of fires. You know, every one of the graduates of the Shasta College, their new logging program has a job.
Well, I'm sure.
As a job, as soon as they walk in.
One of the things they've got to look at is that they're going to have to come up with an ability to cut the logs, because a lot of the mills, the large log mills, have gone away.
Yeah.
They've gone to the smaller mills, and I think Sierra Pacific is the only one that still has a lot. One of their mills, I think, can still handle.
Well, that one they have down in Anderson handles large logs. I mean, I've seen it. Unless it's changed over the last 6 or 7 years.
No. So I know that most of the mills, and so if you really went into full,
I guess,
forest timber again, it would be.
They looked large to me, but I mean, they were, you know, coming through when they were making their cuts. But, you know, if you're talking about 60 or 70 foot logs, I don't know if they could do that.
Well,
is that what you mean by logging?
They used to cut big trees.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have a logging truck coming down the road with two logs on it, and it was full.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, that's not the case.
Got to take a break.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break here, 7:46 in the morning, 42 degrees out there on the 9th of March. It's a Thursday. If you were wondering, mostly cloudy, yes, you're going to get rain today. We'll be right back.
Take a load for free. Take a load off plenty. And you put the load right on me.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, my loved audience, you are still the one. Hey, today is the 9th of March, 7:50 in the morning. And we got a phone call during the break that said that Sierra Pacific in Anderson is a small log, and the only large log mill is in Central Valley.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is why I love this show.
Well, I knew that they had maintained one, but I didn't know which one it was. So that's good to know.
Now,
we have a call on the lottery.
Yeah, we do. Let me throw this one out to you. Can somebody give me the winning numbers of the lottery? Just call in. Just give them to Debbie or give them to Liam. Just say these are the winning numbers of the next lottery. The next lottery, not the one that was just happened. I want the future lottery.
Oh, okay.
You guys know everything. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for your show. Hey, a couple of things here that nobody's gonna mention because everybody likes the power that they have. The first thing is. This government was never set up to be a party government, especially not a two-party government. It was designed for gridlock. And the people that are pro-party, and this isn't to say don't vote. I'm registered and I vote and this isn't to try and tear down the whole system because it's all screwed up. It's just to point out that, pardon me, gridlock was the design so that the federal government never got out of control. That was the whole purpose, the way the Constitution was designed, was to stop the federal government from becoming what they had fled. So as much as I'm obviously way more fond of the Republican Party than I am the Democrat Party, but either way, this two-party system is part of what's broken. Now, the other thing, one more quick thing, and then I'll let you go. On the January 6th committee, or on the January 6th events that took place, let me just ask you a question. If you had two kids, and one of the kids became a sophomore in high school and started drinking, and went on to have more drinking problems, and you never did anything about it, and the kid grew up to be an alcoholic, would you be surprised if the kid that was 2 years younger got to be a sophomore in high school and died of an overdose? We have all these riots that happened all through the couple of years leading up to January 6th, and nothing happened. Behavior that is not disciplined is learned. If you allow the parts of the country to go do whatever nefarious activities they do and you don't do anything about it, you cannot then be surprised that it gets worse and worse, and that somehow it ends up at your door.
You know what? Well said. You got it. I can't argue with that.
No comment on that one, Robert. You got it. You nailed it, buddy.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your call.
But you know what? You can see that then. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
During the summers and all that, and the riots and all these different
what they kept saying, mostly
peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. And while they were saying that, there was a burning crowd behind you throwing Molotov cocktails.
And buildings were burning. Mostly peaceful. Well, see,
people were racing in and destroying and stealing.
That
and
is indeed,
mostly peaceful.
That is indeed the media. Mostly peaceful. Well, you know what? It is true that there were a lot of them were mostly peaceful. And, you know, like right here in Reading.
Yeah.
We had a protest. That was peaceful. Reading should be the
We were an
template.
Exception rather than the rule that was going on at that time, though.
I think that there were a lot of other protests that were, you know, you never hear about because there was no violence. But when they see the violence and it grows like that, and then if you don't stop it, then...
But that was going on. It was rampant across the United States in the big cities and Portland and Seattle. And I was actually up in Seattle around that time and some of that going on. And there was areas that you couldn't go into. There were whole sections of cities. I don't remember which specifically one that were completely taken over. And the people were held hostage inside those big, massive block areas.
Yeah,
that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Nobody was arrested. Nobody was put in jail. Nothing happened.
They finally... After weeks of this, because this was like, whatever, free territory or whatever, they finally moved in and they pushed them out. But it took weeks to do that. But you know what? It's kind of... And then from that, cities have lost control. These large cities have lost control of what's happening. Like, I just read this article where San Francisco and the Wharf down there used to have this very viable farmer's market. Very viable.
Yes.
Dozens and dozens of vendors and all this. That has been shut down because the homeless enclave has moved into it. And because of all the incidents that were happening, the people moved out of it. And, I mean...
Well, speaking of homeless, as I was coming in to work today, and I came off of the freeway and taking the curve by the park or Turtle Bay over to the right as you're coming around the corner and there's that bridge, they're all moved in right there in that curve. There was beach towels and tents.
Where's this at?
Right, coming off of the freeway,
mm-hmm.
taking the turn off. On your right is Turtle Bay and the path.
Yeah.
And all that. Well, right along in there, that one bridge, the homeless have moved in there.
And they will be moved out.
They will. But it was like that was the first time. Right. I was in yesterday, and I either didn't look or wasn't paying attention. But this morning, that it was lined with towels and sheets and... pillows and tents.
Linda said she saw out there behind, the Cypress Street car wash there
mm-hmm.
on the canal. There was a lot of them there. That was a problem. So they moved them out. Well, they're back. And she said a lot of them were there, and there was a fire going. And I said, well, frankly, they've got a fire going in the rain, and I can kind of understand that. You know, I mean, that is truly.
Unfortunately, they burn things down.
Probably not in... Right now.
Well.
But you're right. But again, Reading is moving forward with a number of programs to try and to address this. And yesterday on the show, Jake Mangus showed me, and I've got it and I will share it on Facebook today, the town of Napa, is building, they're breaking ground on a new jail. $135 million, single story, holds 340 inmates, and already designed, got all the bells and whistles in it, and it's for $134 million, single level, more than we're looking at right now. And I want to share this with the Board of Supervisors. I want to share it on Facebook. Is this something that we could just, you know, if the plans are there and they've been approved – and it's obviously gone through CEQA and all that kind of stuff. Could we put the same one here, less money, more prisoners? I'll send it to you.
Level downtown?
Well, that's where they want to put it is downtown, but you could build it anywhere.
Well, but the CEQA part of it is in the location.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm sure they're breaking ground on it, so they've gone through all that.
But ours would have to go through all of that again because it's a different location.
If they moved it out of downtown.
Whatever location they put it at's got to go through CEQA based on its location.
Right, okay.
Work done on that other than the architectural work wouldn't do us any good.
Well, the total cost on this thing.
Okay.
I'm looking at total cost, more prisoners, single level.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at. Yeah, yes, you've got to go through CEQA and all those things.
But and that's where the cost is.
Well, I'd have to ask.
Well, history tells us that the amount of money you spend on a project doing the CEQA and the studies and the blah, blah, blah is more than 50%.
I think I'll call them then, see what that says.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well,
you're the fountain of knowledge. Hey, we got a break from the news. When we come back, Simpson University is joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate panel has launched a hearing into the toxic train wreck that's devastated East Palestine, Ohio, and surrounding areas. There is a particular focus on the response by government and the railroad.
Today presents us with the opportunity to learn from this experience, address misinformation, and gain a better understanding of the long-term plan to protect public health and address the environmental impacts of this disaster.
Senator Tom Carper of Delaware chairs the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. The panel will be hearing from Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw, expected to say he's deeply sorry about the impact of the derailment while pledging $20 million to help the community recover from the disaster. Word of more Biden classified documents discovered, this time 9 boxes of sensitive papers recovered from an office of the president's attorney in Boston. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is in the hospital this morning. A spokesman says the Kentucky Republican took a fall last evening.
Doug Andre says McConnell was attending a private dinner at a Washington hotel when he tripped. McConnell battled polio as a child and has acknowledged some difficulty in adulthood climbing stairs. In 2019, he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky. He worked from home for several weeks after undergoing surgery to repair a fracture in his shoulder. First elected in 1984, in January, McConnell became the longest-serving leader in Senate history, breaking the previous record of 16 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week jumped by the most in 5 months. The Labor Department says applications for jobless claims rose 21,000 to 211,000. That's up from 190,000 the previous week. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this hour. The Dow is up 92 points, the NASDAQ ahead 46, and the S&P 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Taliban governor of a province in northern Afghanistan has died in an explosion.
A senior Taliban official confirmed to the BBC that the governor, Mohammed Daoud Mozamil, was killed in an explosion at his office on Thursday morning. The Taliban government spokesman said on Twitter that the governor had been martyred by the enemies of Islam. Mr. Mozamil is reported to have led the fight against Islamic State militants in his previous posting in an eastern province. He is the highest-ranking official to have been killed in such circumstances since the Taliban took power.
The BBC's Barbara Platt-Usher. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile toward waters off its western coast. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the weapon was fired from an area around a western coastal city, did not immediately release an assessment of just how far the missile traveled. The launch came as the North complains about joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hundreds of thousands of young people deciding that college, not for them.
Boone Williams of Jackson, Tennessee says when he and other high school students were sent home during the pandemic, he decided to go to work 6 to 7 days a week. Now he's a plumbing apprentice.
I was seeing so many people go to college and dropping out, not making it, and they were getting degrees that they weren't even using.
Nationwide, undergraduate college enrollment dropped 8% from 2019 to 2022. Economists say the impact of fewer college graduates could be dire, worsening labor shortages in fields from healthcare to information technology. I'm Donna Water.
President Biden unveils his proposed federal budget later in the day in Pennsylvania. Would hike taxes on some Americans while supposedly cutting deficits by almost $3 trillion over the next decade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday.
My studio wife on Thursdays is Trish Clark.
And it's 42 degrees still in downtown Reading. It's not getting any warmer. And it's partly cloudy out there now. We're looking for heavy rain today, a high of 45 and a low of 42 tonight. And on Friday, rain and then a slight chance of rain, high of 54 and a low of 35, partly cloudy through the evening. And on Saturday, chance of rain, a high of 52, low of 43, and rain likely Saturday night. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and all next week, we're looking at rain.
It's time to go out to the vitamin store and get your vitamin D.
It is. It's time to get a sun lamp. High of 53 on Sunday, low of 47. Going to hang right around in the mid-50s during the day and the low 40s in the night. Not sounding like we're going to get any snow down here, and that's okay with me, but they are going to have snow in the mountains. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Liam's at the helm, and he just told me, you know, he just said in the last hour, this is National Get Over It Day.
And we said there's a lot to get over in
That's
this
right.
United States.
Hey, and just another announcement that we are, if our signal on our FM is dropping out every so often, you know, drop out for a minute or whatever, sometimes less, sometimes more. And the reason is, not us. Our signal is leaving in pristine state. The AT&T and Shasta Beam are having a problem getting the all the packets from here to the tower. It's a problem they've been having now for 4 or 5 days. It's probably affecting your internet, too, if you're using AT&T. They don't know when they're going to get it fixed. So please bear with us. And probably if you go to our KCNR1460.com, you can listen to us streaming. Or our AM station, 1460 AM. And that's not having a problem.
So, you know, just as a side note, I've always felt like you should be able to keep track of how much time you're not getting service from these companies and deduct it from what you pay them. Because sometimes that can be a considerable amount during a period.
We've had a couple.
When your internet's down or your charter's down or this is down.
We've had a whole day.
Write that off.
Or 6 hours or something like this. That it seems like they would just deduct that. But I haven't seen
If I do have AT&T for the internet, and I have noticed that it keeps telling me, you can't get that because it's not responding.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it'll come back in. And
that's why.
It's a pain in the neck.
It is. Okay, we're with us is Simpson University, Reading's own university, and we're here today with Curly Wilson, who is Director of Athletics.
Operations.
Director of Athletic Operations.
Yes.
And Norm? Mm-hmm.
Norm Slosted.
Slosted.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, let's start with Norm, because you got a big event coming up.
Yeah. I'm the director of spiritual formation at Simpson University, and I'm also employed by Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we're doing a partnership event on April 22nd called Night of Champions. And this is our first year to do that. We hope it's an annual event. And it's a youth outreach. We're targeting students that are 7th grade through college, and it is an event that has some very special featured speakers. We have Kelly Clark, 5-time Olympic snowboarder, won the gold medal at 18 and then the bronze medal twice after that, and numerous other awards. She's actually the most recognized snowboarder, either male or female, in terms of having been decorated. And then we also have Otis Amy, who is a colleague of mine in FCA down in Sacramento, and he's also a former San Francisco 49er. And so we're really excited about the event.
And this is going to be in April?
April 22nd. The tailgate party starts at 5. It is completely free. We have generous donors that are helping us to underwrite the event, and it starts with a barbecue, outdoor games, while people are checking in, and then the doors open at 6:30. The program starts at 7.
Okay. Sounds like a good time for kids.
Yeah. They get a free commemorative T-shirt. We're going to have drawings. Kelly is actually donating 2 of her own snowboards.
Wow.
Out of her own inventory to be raffled off. There'll be a drawing. They don't have to pay for those tickets. And then other prizes that we'll have available.
So this is to bring them out and let them know about Simpson University, and all of the opportunities that are there, that we need to have a whole community out there to get them to recognize this wonderful 4-year university that we have in Shasta County.
Yeah, this the event, our tagline is basically inspiring faith, hope, and excellence. And we're just hoping to bring young people who oftentimes have had a very rough go in family life and such, and for them to come out and just have an opportunity to be inspired to consider faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then also grow in terms of hope for the future, and then to also be inspired to, you know, pursue after excellence, the best they can be. And so we brought some professional coaches, our own football coach coming in, Coach Sean Daniel is going to be sharing. We'll have at least 1 or 2 of our own Simpson University College athletes sharing how they integrate faith in sports, and we're really excited about the event.
You know, when you watch, I'm just going to say pro football because I don't really watch the rest of the sports. After the game, you'll see players from both sides kneel in a circle. And we had 2 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl this year, both of whom are very open in their love of Christ. Mm. And, I mean, they don't hide it at all. And they thank, you know, God for the abilities they have for doing it. That's unusual. Mm. Not unusual, but it was good to see them be able to open up about that kind of stuff.
There was certainly a period where it was not encouraged, and I'm glad to see that we're getting away from that and allowing people. Yeah. We're a Christian country. That's how we were founded. And we need to recognize that and quit trying to sweep it under the rug. So I'm glad to see some of that stuff happening again. Yeah.
This sounds like a great event, Norm. I mean, you've got the a gold medalist coming in and saying how her faith helped her in her abilities and her quest for excellence in this. And the unfortunately, not Simpson, but unfortunately a lot of our Christian universities and colleges are seeing a decline, but not Simpson. Simpson keeps growing. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen some growth over these last few years, and we're very excited about that. And as you said, I mean, we've seen other schools across the country struggle. I mean, it's a challenge right now, and we're seeing incremental growth, and we're thrilled that the Lord's been blessing us in that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is going to be April 22nd. It starts at 5 p.m. It's free. And it'll be more light because we're hitting daylight savings time here pretty soon. And, you know, barbecue starts out with a tailgate party, and it's going to be music.
Yeah, music.
Oh, music,
yeah,
music
too.
Okay.
Music blaring.
And then, and how long do you think it's going to last?
We are expecting it to last till about 9.
Okay.
So the program is from basically 7 to 9.
And parents,
doors
of course,
over 6:30.
Parents
that are accompanying their students, they're welcome to come as well. We don't expect them to drop them off and take off, and we'd love for them to join us as well. Maybe their kids will have them sit somewhere else in the
gym.
Well,
there you go,
But, you know, yeah, they're welcome to come, and we want to encourage youth pastors, coaches, you know, teachers, you know, to bring groups of kids enjoy the evening and be inspired.
And how do they sign up to do this?
They can register online. Go to Simpson University. It's simpsonu.edu/ Night of Champions, and they can register for the event. They don't have to register. We love for them to register so that we get an idea of who's coming.
How much barbecue you have to make.
I don't know. I've left that up to food service.
Well, no, I mean, but that helps them do the planning.
Oh, yes.
But you can still, you know, if you don't register.
You're still welcome to come.
Yeah, I just don't want anybody that, you know, fails to in the last minute. They think, oh, that was coming up tomorrow night. You know, we want them to just show up, and we'll make the best of it.
Okay, perfect.
That's great. Okay, Norm, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We got to take a quick break here. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or a bike, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm thinking electric bike, maybe. You know, when we were traveling, and I was in this little town.
Put that right out next to your horse?
Well, I could probably ride my bike all the time. Right now, I'm trying to get back on the horse. I watched this, it was a very, you know, you've been there, and it's steep hills. And I saw this older gentleman coming up this hill, and he was, you know, and I'm going, I'm thinking to myself, what kind of gears do you have in that bike so you can come up that hill and sit in the seat? And as he came up closer to me, I could see it. It was an electric bike, which is huge over in those little towns.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey,
listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:20 in the morning here on the 9th of March. And
still just
42 degrees.
Yeah, 42 degrees. It's not getting
warmer. It went from sunny to mostly cloudy to cloudy. That's pretty cool. The fact that it updated up my computer. A little bit of wind. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. It's active seniors. Beautiful accommodations. They're pet-friendly. Gourmet chef. It's a great place that you've had enough. I've had enough of fixing the lawn, of doing all that stuff,
and
it's time to change. I want to downsize. I want to put the things that really mean a lot to me around me, have it with me, and then I want to travel. You know, this is a great opportunity. And they have a new program, my friends, for moderate-income families. Some people think, I can't afford that, you know, but yeah, you can. For more information, call Brian at 530-221-2121. Get a personalized tour. Have lunch. See why so many people worry less and smile more at River Commons Senior Living. And we're here with Simpson University, and our guest is Curly Wilson, who is the Director of Athletic Operations. And you have Director of Athletic Operations, and then you have the Athletic Director. So lean into that, and what's the difference?
So the athletic director oversees all of athletics, administration of athletics, kind of like the management part of athletics department. My role as the director of athletic operations is I oversee the operations and the game management. I'm responsible for facilities, the financial aid packages for all athletes, scholarship, and equipment, whatever's needed to.
So where he is kind of like the general who takes over the strategic planning, you're that regimental commander that then puts those plans into work and makes sure everything happens.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I understand that. The Simpson U women's basketball team set a record this year.
Absolutely.
Okay. What happened?
So, man, we are just so very proud of Coach Mendez, Edgar Mendez. I'm actually sitting in this spot right now because they're boarding a plane down in Lewiston, Idaho, where they had to play the NAIA national game Tuesday. So they're getting ready to board back ahead here. Just amazing program and the way he's turned that program around. We just give kudos to Coach Mendez and his staff, assistant coach Bree Northern and Michael McNair. They went from, they had a 20-11 overall record, and they were 16-4 in our CalPAC conference this year. They were originally, the preseason poll had them ranked to come in seventh out of 11 teams, and they ended up being second.
Well, it's probably because last year maybe they didn't have a great year.
Yeah, so.
Or is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year they were 9-17 and 5-6 in the conference. It was COVID year, of course, and it was also Coach Mendez's first year. He actually was hired about a month or two, a little over a month or two right before the season started. Mm-hmm. He had to rebuild, of course, the team, and, he really has really pushed some key, points and key beliefs in that program. At Simpson University, we always push with our athletes academic excellence, spiritual discipline, and athletic competitiveness. But he took it to another level with this young team, and he really just pushed, hey, let's, one, believe in God, believe in your coach, who is him, and then believe in yourself. And that was a key point that he had to really push, just kind of getting these young leaders to know, hey, you can do it. You got what it takes. You got
the abilities.
Absolutely.
You just have to use them.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the hardest part, Curly, about when you're coaching? That's where the leadership of the coach comes in, is having those student athletes believe that they can do it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times you don't believe. And if you don't believe, you don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was a team who had some players that were part of the former coach's team that was there, and wasn't winning as much as they are now. Sometimes when you're not winning and things are not going the way you want to, we had two young ladies, international young ladies, Sandra Barakal and Ari Rubio, who were international players who had, they had started on the JV team that we had. They finally got that chance to shine. And it was like, look, we believe in you. We believe you have what it takes. And we really just kind of, Coach Mendez and his staff really pushed them to step up.
And more importantly, those are skills and things that mindsets that they're going to develop that are going to help them throughout the rest of their life. That kind of confidence and believing in yourself and trust, teamwork, so much more to sports when they're young than playing the game. It's a life lesson. Absolutely. That takes them to wherever they're going in their careers.
Absolutely, and I believe that believing in yourself and that teamwork, the teamwork mindset that Coach Mendez and his staff put in place with our girls basketball team is the reason why they got to as far as they did. On normal regular season level, you might be able to get away with some individual play, but once you start getting to the conference tournaments, championships, and the national play, you have to have your whole team buy in.
Exactly.
And play.
Yeah, some individual players make the difference. Well, individual players can make the difference, but it's the team that gets them there.
You got to have the whole team working together, or that person doesn't get in the position to make that shot that it needs to be without the rest of the team.
A wolf is strong, but it's stronger in a pack.
That's it.
So we're here with Curly Wilson, who is the Director of Athletic Operations for Simpson. And I'm going to take an early break, and Curly, I'm going to let you prepare yourself during the break, because I'm going to ask you, who's Curly Wilson? And how'd you get here? Your background, okay? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are on the cutting edge of technology over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. TAVR valve replacement, wireless heart monitoring for people with congestive heart failure. They have
just completed the first process. Dr. Kahn just proceeded. The first one in the North State. I've forgotten what it is.
Well, they have, for congestive heart failure, they have, for somebody that has it, you have a pillow that you lay on, and it sends wirelessly to your doctor your condition there. And the doctor can tell days ahead that things are starting to happen, and they can adjust your medication so you never have to go to the hospital. Yeah, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back. I need that. I need that, Liam. I need that kind of music.
it's the overcast
it is.
Mindset.
It is. And then I'm good. You know, this day is going to be a strange day today. But fun. It always starts out good. This show gets me going for
it
the whole
does.
Day.
And I want to just one comment. I so appreciate the fact that the audience out there is so astute and comes to our assist.
Yeah.
When we come up with something and we'll get a call saying, so we know you're out there and we appreciate that.
We really, really, really do. And we're sorry about the packets dropping out. It's not us. It's AT&T. I go protest down there. You want a good protest? Go protest in front of AT&T. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. They work by appointment, so I'll give them a call today after the show and say, hey, can you get me in today? And they'll tell me what time, and I'll zip down there and get my hair cut and zip out. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. I've only been saying this for 15 years, and I still, you know, every so often I look at it. 530-244-9478. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold, my friends. We're here with Curly Wilson, who is the Director of Athletic Operations at Simpson University. We've just talked about how the Simpson women's basketball team set a record this year for Simpson.
Absolutely.
Made it into the Nationals.
Yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they didn't make it, but that's okay. Made to that level. Okay, Curly.
Yes.
I warned you. Tell us who Curly Wilson is, because, I mean, you just don't – somebody just doesn't say, hey, Curly, why don't you be Director of Athletic Operations? Tell us about you.
Yeah, so I moved here probably been about 4 years now, back in 2019, I believe, from Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area.
I'm very familiar with that area.
Yeah, so we were joking during the break earlier, and I said my punchline is that I moved from sea to shiny sea. At the time, Chandra Dixon, my fiance, was a contractor for Simpson University, and she was for financial aid. And Simpson University was making some changes, and they decided that they didn't want her to be a contractor anymore. They wanted her to come on as a director of financial aid, and she made a deal with them, like, sure, as long as I be able to bring my own team. And so she called me and was like, hey, thinking about moving to California?
What do you think?
And I'm like, sure, it's California, absolutely. And I was all on board. Needless to say, Redding wasn't what's on the postcards when you go on vacation and stuff in California.
But it should be.
Absolutely.
It's better than what's on the postcard.
Yeah, if you want to avoid traffic and crazy people and crowds and all that, you come to Redding where you can just do anything you want up here.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay.
So came and worked in the financial aid office a little bit, and then they saw my love for athletics. And that's when the school decided to move me over to athletics as the director of athletic operations.
Now, Curly, you look like you could have played any sport in the world.
Yes.
So what did you, were you involved in sports?
So I did, in high school, I did play, basketball, football and baseball in high school.
Okay.
And,
And so that kind of gave you the grounding for it?
Yes. My sports was a big thing. I grew up in the country, so growing up in the country, it was working on the farm and playing sports.
Is this Maryland?
No, in Virginia. I was born and raised in Virginia.
Okay.
I love Virginia.
What part?
So a little small town called Pungo.
Pungo.
It's in Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with Virginia Beach.
I tell people all the time, I flushed my first toilet when I was 14 years old. I thought I could run for president.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Oh, hey, I can identify that because I grew up in a small town in Idaho.
Absolutely.
And had an outhouse and big day in my life.
I used to spend a couple of weeks out with my grandparents on the farm, and there was no flushing toilet.
It was a 5-gallon bucket and a bottle of Lysol.
Yeah,
and a big ditch in the back.
I like you. You know what, Curly? I like you. Okay. So, but that wasn't going to slow you down.
No. School and everything and stuff. And then I got into food service, and I was in food service for about 24 years. I was the executive chef at the Department of State, Department of Justice and White House.
How interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. That blew me away there.
Yeah.
Cause I'm thinking you're going to tell me that, you know, I played semi-pro or I did this. No, you went to executive chef route.
Did food service for years.
Now food service could be anything, but you were a chef.
Yeah.
And if you were at that level.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at the White House?
I did. I did. Worked in the cafeteria as executive chef in the cafeteria for the White House.
Did you go through a background check?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Clearance background check and all of that. So did that for 20 some plus years. And then I was called to preach when I was 11 years old. And began preaching when I was 11 years old. And I was licensed when I was 15.
and I was ordained when I was, I believe I was 32.
Okay.
So my spiritual father made me sit under him for all those years, disciplined me and teaching me and stuff. And so I got called to be a pastor, and food service is very demanding. And I really wanted to focus on my pastoring. So when I got called to pastor a church is when I finally left food service and got into higher education.
Okay.
And that's when I met Chandra Dixon and got into higher education in the Washington, D.C. area. And so I was pastoring and working with young people, kids, yeah, college students.
Of course.
Wow.
That's a great story. And I've got a story for you during the break. And that's why I asked you about the background checks.
Right.
Anyway, and it's about the White House.
Yeah.
And where you were at. The okay, so now you're here, and you started out with that. So now you're director of athletic operations. You've got to make sure the fields are good and all. What happened in the Super Bowl? Remember that? Did you? I don't know if you even watched it, but the grass, that was, yeah, that was a huge, huge thing.
So I didn't see what happened. I heard about it. I was too busy cooking fried Oreos for our students during their Super Bowl party. I was outside frying Oreos for our students during
fried
the Super Bowl.
Fried Oreos.
Oreos.
You know, literally, cookies and you fry them?
Batter them up and drop them in the grease.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Chocolate syrup.
And yeah,
powdered sugar.
Kids can eat this stuff.
Yes.
Oh. You just talking about it.
It makes my stomach hurt.
Well, no, it made my arteries close on this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go back to athletics here. Yeah. And you've kind of, you know, so you're making sure everything is working.
Absolutely.
And you're still helping with financial aid.
Absolutely.
Are you acting as a mentor also?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I'm also responsible for the spiritual development of the athletes in our athletic department. I also work with Norm in the FCA at Simpson University. I was a youth pastor for years.
That's the Federation of, or
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Fellowship. Okay.
And I was also a youth pastor for years before I became a senior pastor.
Right.
So yeah, we develop, my job is mainly to mentor young people, work with them, but also to make sure that, our athletic department has everything they need for that game time experience. We are in an NAIA. So my belief is to give all of our athletes that come and play for Simpson University that D1 NCAA experience. Mm-hmm. And I'll do whatever it takes, you know. And so we just have a great, great game management set up for our athletes.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the toughie here. Football.
Yes.
You're the one that kind of puts that, all the equipment and all. Yes. Does that fall into you?
So we're starting football this year.
We are.
And I'm for sure you guys will have Coach Daniel here.
He's been on
before.
So we are in the process. So yeah, I will be helping out. I'm for sure that they'll have an equipment manager. I will be assisting. Football is such a huge monster.
I understand it's something like, how much is it to outfit each player? It's
he told us. It was an incredible amount.
A couple thousand dollars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For each player, because helmets, all the equipment, all the shoes.
Everything goes with it. So
you have to buy blocking sleds and everything
blocking
like that.
Blocking sleds, everything. So we're starting, and we believe that Reading is ready for four-year football.
Simpson
University is ready to bring it.
Perfect.
This is great. Yeah. Okay. And this year is going to be the scrimmage year. But can we go out and watch that?
So yeah. There'll be the scrimmage year, and we'll set up some scrimmages, and we'll have
with other schools.
Okay. And we'll have fans to be able to come out and watch, and maybe take a peek and see what we got cooking over there at Simpson.
Well, scrimmage year, just so our audience understands this, I mean, it's a game, but yet it's a training game. So
absolutely,
you may see things stop.
Absolutely.
While the coaches talk with their players and stuff. I mean, is that the way it works?
Absolutely. So it's basically a game that doesn't, like, count record-wise.
Right, right.
And like you said, it's like a training game where the coaches will take that game and use it as a training tool to observe and look and see what they need to work on and things that they need to strengthen.
Lots of video.
Absolutely.
Lots of video.
And see what they need to strengthen in the areas that they need to get stronger in and get better in.
Well, it's going to be big. And for every student athlete you have, it brings one and I think half students to the university. I mean, they know what they're doing on this thing. They know that it's not just your football players that comes. People come.
Absolutely.
Because, like, my granddaughter went to New Mexico State because she wanted the full ambiance of a university education and the athletics, because she's very, you know, she's very athletic.
Because that's she the wanted team to see, spirit, yeah, and the whole she school gets involved in the cheering and being a part of it.
Yeah.
Game day and pep club and
it's a big
all
thing.
Of that.
Yeah. Okay, we're with Curly Wilson. He's the director of athletic operations over at Simpson. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter weather is upon us, when snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
No, I am not getting tired of that song.
Well, I'm not either, and actually last week we didn't play it, and I was a little disappointed.
Well, we had somebody else.
I know.
They didn't know that we were supposed to play that. So
okay, well,
okay.
I wondered about that.
No, I took him out and flogged him, and with...
with Pat Carson. He does a good job. And Pat, that's the only mistake he made. Well, we don't care.
Yeah, well, Pat makes very few mistakes.
Okay.
First, do no harm. That's his motto. Welcome back to the show. 8:48, our last segment here, here on the 9th of March. It's 43 degrees. It's cloudy now, and it's going to rain later.
It's 100% chance of rain today, so I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Yep.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Local business out of Anderson.
Out of Anderson. We love our Anderson businesses, and they love being down there.
Tomorrow, we're going to have with us Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
Okay.
And he's going to be talking not just workers' comp, because I ask him all types of questions about other things also. And I think I think somebody's trying to scam me right now. And I'm going to talk to him about that. Yeah, it's not from here. It's from New York even. So who knows? We're here with Curly Wilson, who's Director of Athletic Operations at Simpson University. And we're just having a great time with Curly because
so very varied background.
Oh my goodness,
some of the stuff that he brings to
this. Executive chef at the White House. Come on, you know.
Yeah,
and I told him a story about a friend of mine who had that opportunity, but his chef school, Cordon Bleu or something like that, did not let him. They wanted him for 6 months, and they weren't going to let him go for 6 months.
Yeah.
So he ended up becoming a pastry chef in D.C. for one of the big. One of the big companies there.
Yeah.
And he loved it. I mean, I've seen this. You know, I've known this guy my whole life, and I never pictured him doing that. But Roger Staley.
There you go.
Rest in peace, Roger. Okay, and Curly's talking about, again, as Director of Athletic Operations, he makes sure everything happens.
That's it.
The equipment, the gyms, all of this, plus being a mentor to the students, and that's his background. He was called to preach at age 11.
Called to preach at age 11.
And then became ordained later on in life, and that's what he's been doing. That and helping came out here originally to help with financial aid to students, which is a big thing.
Big
thing. Try to get them through school without owing a lot of money.
That's it.
And people don't realize that Simpson, you can get through Simpson with grants and scholarships and all types of things that are out there, Pell Grants and all these, and not have to pay a lot of your own money, even though it's a private university.
You know, and aside of whenever we have people in, the different coaches and staff and Dr. Hall and everybody in from Simpson, one of the things that always is the overshadowing theme with all of you is your interaction with everybody on campus.
That's it.
All of you work together as a team, all of the administration, and interact. You mentioned earlier how you work closely with Norm.
Yes.
Slosted. Slosted that was in here earlier.
Yes.
And all of the things that you interact with. And I think that's one of the keys to a successful operation of anything is where everybody's working on the same page with the same thing for the benefit of the students. And I always want to reiterate when Simpson's here that we need the community of Shasta County and Redding to understand we have a 4-year university.
That's it.
You teach everything out there.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just nursing. It's not just teaching credentials. It's a degree in all kinds of things is available. Really need, if you're thinking about college, you're out there, you need to be aware that we already have a 4-year university. Everything is available out there, and they need to be checking into it for their kids before they send them off some college, someplace a long ways away. We have our 4-year university right here.
Absolutely. We, our president, Dr. Norman Hall, has an amazing vision for the university, and he has that family culture vision where we all work together as a family. We want to draw our students and their parents and their families in to be a part of the Simpson University family. So we do everything we can to make sure that it feels like, even though we have students who come from far away, we want them to feel like they're at home when they come to Simpson University.
It's a safe university. Yes. It's a place where people can concentrate on their studies and their faith. They have so many different outlets too.
Yes.
Everything. It's a beautiful campus. Yeah. It's incredible. I think so few people are aware. I talk to people all the time, and they go, "Now where? What? What?"
Yes.
And it's amazing to me because it's an incredible campus. I've watched it grow over the years since you first came here. And it's just an incredible campus. Every time I go out there, I'm just absolutely amazed at the new buildings and the new growth and the new programs and so many things that are going on.
Yeah. So where do you see, Simpson growing as far as athletics and different types of teams?
Well, not much you haven't got.
You've got
bath team.
I mean, it started, and by the way, Dr. Hall has been a breath of life for Simpson University. I've been on the Simpson University's Citizens Advisory Board, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
They've got different names for it since before Dr. Hall. I think now I've got myself and Marianne Johansson are, you know, we're the plank holders when it started, and we're still there. And since he has come in, it has been like a whirlwind of activity. He's got vision, and he is implementing the vision. He started a bass team, and people go, bass team?
Bass fishing, yeah.
Bass fishing team. But there are tens of thousands of young men and women who participate in this sport.
Absolutely.
So, okay, bass team, women's wrestling.
Men's wrestling.
Men's wrestling, basketball, now football.
We have softball, we have men's and women's soccer, we have swimming, men's and women's swimming, which we had, I believe, was three of our swimmers who competed and qualified for national in swimming.
Yeah. And one actually went to the Olympic trials.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we have that. We have competitive cheer.
You know what? Were you here that day she
came in? Yes, yes. She could get me cheerleading. I swear to goodness, that lady just has so much energy.
You've got to find a way
to
plug a cable into her, and she could light up this town for 2 days.
Yeah.
She is incredible.
She needs to come back again.
What was her name?
Are we talking about Erica? Is it Erica?
It was the coach.
When was this when you brought it? We've had two coaches, so.
Oh.
So it might have been Erica. Erica's pretty.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember.
A couple, 3 months ago, wasn't it? Oh, time flies.
Yeah, time flies.
We have Nikki Burbank now, who is heading up our cheer team. And she's local. She used to be, she still is at Redding Christian as a cheer coach.
Nikki
Burbank.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, competitive cheer, all these things are happening. What do you see in the future? I mean,
well, you know, we're looking at Dr. Hall. I know for sure the university is looking at some different programs. There's, you know, a possibility maybe there's been some talk about maybe bowling. I'm a bowler, so we've been talking about bowling.
I can see bowling.
Yeah. I'm a bowler, so we've been talking about bowling. There's a possibility maybe tennis.
Okay.
Well, tennis is good maybe. Sport.
You see, because you can do that, and it doesn't. I mean. You have the facilities, and, you know, and then you need a coach, and then you bring people in. Because we've got a lot of good players here that tennis players that rank
absolutely.
In the state. Yeah,
absolutely. So, and there's some other ones that I'm for sure he has his eyes on that he would like to bring. One thing I will say that once we put our minds to it and we decide we want to do it, we'll do what it takes to make sure it gets done and make sure that it's successful.
Yeah, and that's what this football is. When he announced it here, it was like, that's a big undertaking. I mean, people don't realize how big that is to do that. But your coach has already got, like, what? He wants 60 players on the field, something like that?
So first year we're looking to bring anywhere from 60 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start right there. And then we'll go from there and just keep building.
Who knows? We may have our own Rudy. Right here.
Hey, we had Rudy at Simpson.
You had
week.
Rudy at Simpson, that's right.
One of my favorite movies.
Curly Wilson, Director of Athletic Operations there. It has been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, getting to know you. And is this your first time on the radio, is it?
It actually, not my first time on the radio, but my first time on the radio here in Reading, so.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you as we go through and come in here and keep us up to date on the progress of everything. And
you have a wonderful backstory.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a journey, but it's been by the grace of God that I've made it. So, like I said, I was only standing here today because our coach, Coach Edgar Mendez, for the women's basketball team, they're actually boarding a plane to head on back home. So we want to ask for traveling mercies. To God,
absolutely.
Watch over them as they travel back here from Idaho.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, one more time. What's happening is we're having a problem in our in the packets getting from here on through the internet. And Pat just gave me an update. AT&T found a layer 3 issue.
Ooh,
whatever. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, nobody does.
It sounds important.
But they are still working on where exactly the issue is. They had two technicians out to our office yesterday, but still have not got it fixed yet. That's coming from Shasta Beam. So it's a level 3, or layer 3 issue.
Ooh.
Is it on the third layer?
Like,
what is the
peeling
most,
an onion here.
Okay, here's what it is. What is a layer 3? Glad you asked. Yes, it's in here. The most significant protocol at layer 3, also called the network layer, is the Internet Protocol, or IP. IP is a standard for routing packets across the interconnected networks, hence the name Internet. It is an encapsulated protocol similar to the way Ethernet is an encapsulated.